everybody. So, here is one of these audio booms where I'm either going to get applauded or hated. So, I'm going to just say this is an opinion. It's my opinion. And if you don't like it, you can always skip it. If you listen to the end of it and you still don't like it, then no hate actions towards me, please. And you have been warned specifically about this post. So, I wanted to say that I have been dealing with some stuff, and this seems to be a theme. You know, it's very true that people say, you know, the truth will set you free. That's in the Bible. I just feel like honesty is not where it needs to be. Maybe it's not even where it needs to be in me, but, you know, I've been trying to learn, you know, the right thing is the hard thing to do. And to be honest and to tell the truth, you know. And remember that the truth does set you free. But I have noticed a trend where people, rather than face the truth, they would hide behind lies, and they're not going to stand up and, you know, do the right thing. They'd rather just hide, and they'd rather... I don't know, make others feel bad, or make them wonder, well, why did this happen? Why, what did I do that was so bad that you had to lie to me? Or you had to do what you did. You know, so much dishonesty. I mean, you see it in the politics. It's almost like we give messages all the time that says, yeah, go ahead and be dishonest. You know, that's okay to hide behind our dishonesty. It's okay to tell these little white lies. It's not going to hurt anybody. Oh, what you don't know won't hurt you. Well, I think that if some people found out what they didn't know, it could hurt them a lot. And I often say, not for the first time here, whoever said ignorance is bliss must have been high on drugs, because I dare submit that ignorance is dangerous. Ignorance can cause harm, and ignorance can even kill. I've been a part of the ignorance can kill part. Believe me, I have. Now, I had a dove, and I did not realize that when I went to dry him off with the dryer that the Teflon would kill him. So I was totally ignorant in those things. It's an odorless gas fume. When it gets high above 500 degree heat, then it will kill your doves or your birds. So no Teflon around your birds. That includes those oil-filled heaters. That's like the grill, George Foreman grills, and anything with a Teflon finish. And you don't want them close to the Teflon. So, ignorance can kill, and ignorance is dangerous. Ignorance can cause harm, and ignorance is anything but bliss when you are dealing with a lot of things in life. So, and I say that, I take that, you know, when you're dealing with people. People are expecting honesty, and they're getting the shaft, and they're getting coward-like behaviors, hiding behind stuff where, you know, it's just not good. And I mean, I think there was a reason for God writing about thou shalt not lie in the very Ten Commandments, because I think we humans are basically a lot of times liars. Sometimes we even lie to ourselves. Messages, notifications. So, I just say, you know, you just, everybody, you know, what I think of is just be honest. If you don't want to, like, even be with somebody anymore, you should tell them instead of using weird excuses or, you know, it's really crazy. Like, if you didn't do something you were supposed to do, fess up. Tell them, and tell them why, because they would be more angry with you and trust you far less when you're doing the habitual lying thing, as opposed to just being honest and telling the truth. The right thing is the hard thing to do. So, and the truth always sets you free. So, that's pretty much what I've got to say. And I'm not thinking about situation or certain situations, but like a trend that I've been noticing. And yes, it did recently stare me in the face again, but yeah, the truth is always better.
Pause recording. 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
You know. But, I think this world would be a better place if more told the truth. And I mean, you know, I've seen people take things back to the store and they've been dishonest, you know. And, like, try to put broken things in boxes and say it's the new one that didn't work and it's the actual old one so they can get the new one free. Even down to, you know, taking pens and pencils from work or whatever. You know, some people could say, well, that doesn't hurt anything, but after a while it's kind of like, well, why are we losing all of our pens and pencils? You know, I don't think that things go unnoticed as much as one would like to think. It's just better to tell the truth. You know, I know that this isn't a popular view. I used to be a liar when I was younger, and I lost friends over it. And so you do lose friends if you're lying and stuff like that. And it's hurtful. And so that's why I try to be honest, even if it scares me. So, and I try to maybe avoid it until I can figure out the way to put it to somebody, but, you know, just be, honesty is truly the best policy, and I'm not trying to sound cliche, but if we could all just remember that being honest is always the best way, even if it's the hard way.